called Shirley. So I said, girl, what you doing? We out tonight. Make sure you pack your freaking dress, gonna take a flight. No matter where we go or what we're doing, I got my sneaky link credit card, let's do it. Girl, he don't mind when I spend a little time.
Damn mess. Hey, Mika, Mika. She says a whole damn mess. Hey, welcome everyone. This is The Buzz. Studio W, The Buzz, your radio nation, your radio network, broadcasting around the globe. Studio W Buzz, music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And it's Monday Night Madness, y'all. Hey, I'm WB. I'm your host tonight. And hopefully, the Waymaker, my co-host, will be joining us shortly. But in the meantime, we have a special guest on. And without further ado, let me introduce to you D. Maestro. Mr. Maestro, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. About yourself?
You already know, man. You see how we kick this thing off? And we are on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are on all day long, man. So, D. Maestro. Got a ton of music by you, and you are an, I don't know whether you're up and coming, whether you've been around for a while, whether you're popular in certain regions or not. So nobody can tell your story better than you. So introduce yourself to our global audience.
Well, hey, my name is D. Maestro. I'm from a little town called Burgess, which is actually Burgess, South Carolina, which is actually really in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Everybody familiar with Myrtle Beach, but I'm from a little town called Burgess. I've been around doing the music thing for a little minute. I got in Southern Soul a couple of years ago, and been loving it and been rolling and been writing music and just been producing ever since.
This goes back to how long?
Said, I've been doing music all my life, ever since I was, a little young, playing in church. You know how that go, playing in church, grew up playing in church, still playing in church. Grew up playing in the church as a young man, young kid. Decided to put together a band, and from there, we've been doing the band music, but from there, I started releasing my own music. Right. Because, like I said, I've been in Southern Soul a couple years, but I always listen to Southern Soul. I've been to Southern Soul since I've been 8 years old. I used to sing Marvin Sisse at the age of eight.
Whoa. At the age of eight, Marvin Sisse.
At the age of eight, I was singing Baby Let Me Be Your Candy Liquor.
Oh my God.
I didn't know what it meant then. I didn't know what it meant at that time.
Did your parents know? Did your parents allow you to sing that?
No. This is the funny thing. Whew. My mom's and my dad's, all they listened to was old school.
Right.
I'm a young man, but all I grew up around was Southern Soul, Tyrone Davis, Royce, Mel Waiter, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sir Charles Jones. That's all I listened to as a kid. The Manhattans, you can name it. So at the end of the day, this is what I was drawn to.
Right. So at the age of eight years old, you started singing Southern Soul at the age of eight. You mentioned some of the well-known Southern Soul artists of all time. You said Marvin Sisse. Did you say Tyrone Davis? Did you mention Tyrone?
Tyrone Davis. If I could turn back the hands of time, sure wasn't me. Maybe let me change my mind. I reached the turning point in my life. The list goes on.
This is absolutely amazing. Now, you know, we talk about, and the Waymaker and I, and hopefully he'll be able to join us shortly, but we're going to have a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, kick back, grab a glass. This is Monday Night Madness. And this is what we do on Mondays. We play good music and we give you life, the legacy, the history, the background, and the motivation of artists. And these artists right here, they may be popular in a certain region, but our objective is to showcase their talents around the globe. So anywhere around the world, you can tune in to StudioW.Buzz. So if you have friends in the friends of yours, if you have friends overseas, please share this network with them. They can download our apps. They can go to the website. They can hear this show. They can hear it again or just share it with a friend, okay? StudioW.Buzz. Go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Android is simply Studio W. We're available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, Alexa, Spotify, and iTunes. So keep it locked right here on the Buzz. Wow. I have the pleasure of having a conversation because, see, on our networks, we don't do interviews. We have conversations with these artists because we want to find out from their perspective what motivates them to do what they do. So anyway, without further ado, why don't I start off with the first song on several songs that you sent me, D, and we'll be right back after this. D Maestro. It's called Sexy. New Groove. That baby. Party time. Oh, yeah. Oh, can we agree? Yeah. Let's do it.
Little thing you do, and I really like your body. And the way you make it, and the way you make it move, just the way I like it. From your head to your feet, and the way that you shake it. Your body calling me, I see the way that you move on the dance floor, and you got my attention. Soon as you hit the door, you're just sexy back, baby. blow my mind. And baby, you is so bad and you so beautiful. You better watch what you do. I'm so in love with you. This got me my stroke groove that make you wanna get loose. I see you shaking on the floor. I like the way your body moves. You got that sexy back.
Welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. I am WB. You guys are hanging out with me. So kick back and grab a glass and enjoy. And tonight we have D Maestro right here live on The Buzz. Hey, D, got a question for you, brother. Who wrote that song?
D Maestro! New groove!
Is that the answer to my question? D, your mic is muted.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was that the answer to the question?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wrote that song.
That is yours.
I wrote that song.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You started writing. Now, you started singing at the age of 8. I don't know whether you started singing before then or whether you were noticed then. Did you actually start singing at the age of 8, or was it before?
I've been singing in church at the age of 8.
At the age of 8.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's amazing is I've interviewed, or let's say, like we say, have a conversation or had conversations with artists like Geeta Jones, Mika Mika, Miss Loretta, Lady Coco, Ms. Coco, Nigel Perkins. We also had on Ramon and Rush. We had the Do Right Man, and I'm sure I missed somebody, and please correct me if I'm wrong, and the Wigmaker will come and clean up a little bit later on. And there's a common thread. All of you guys started off in church. Whether you were a PC, pastor's child, or whether you just grew up in the church and your grandma kicked your butt if you didn't go type of, you know. Did I strike a nerve there?
That's it.
Okay.
You had to go to church.
You had to go to church.
Ain't had no choice.
You were going to church, and you were going to show up. And if you acted up in church, the word would get back to the house before you did.
My mama had to be known. She didn't. My mama gave anybody permission to spank us. No, I'm serious. You know, I mean,
go on.
You know, of course, the world ain't the way it is. Back then, but no, when I was growing up, man, my mama. I remember getting to church Sunday school. They ain't had to go talk to my mama. They dealt with me right then.
You were dealt with on the spot.
Yes, sir. On spot. And then when I did get to my mama, I would have rather them deal with me. Don't tell my mama because they gonna deal with me. Then when I get to my mama, she gonna deal with me. And don't let her tell my daddy.
No. You know what? It didn't even have to get to my dad. You know, everything was taken care of before he got home. You know, in my household. It was already taken care of. You know, it was a non-issue at that point, right? Yeah, we were all beat up and bruised, but that's okay. It was taken care of. Man, love your music and you. Now, I have a list of songs of yours. Now, are you the writer and creator, writer,
yes, sir,
producer of all of these songs?
I am the writer, producer, and creator of all these songs. Everything you hear, everything you sound was produced by me, played by me. I'm also an instrumentist. I play piano, guitar, drums.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I try to play a little bit of everything.
Before I drop your next track here, are you also an organist? You play the organ?
I play the organ as well. Yes, sir.
I can only imagine what you do to the organ. Have you guys had to replace organs lately?
No, actually, I haven't. I haven't really been doing. I try to get out of that. I try to hire guys that do that right now.
Man, because you know in church, man, if you got that organist, the choir is great. The band is great. But if you got that organist that got the feeling in it, you know what I'm saying? Oh, look. The one that stands up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, look.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey,
what you're talking about.
Be right back here, Monday Night Madness. This is called Good Wood by D. Maestro.
I got it. at me. She told me, she said, oh, keep the fire burning, baby. Keep the fire burning, baby. So don't stop. Oh, don't you stop, baby. She said, keep the fire burning, baby. Keep the fire burning. What she told me? She said, keep the fire burning, baby. Keep the fire burning, baby.
The way you hold me.
Maestro.
D Maestro Music.
The way you love me, baby. Man, oh man, oh man. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are tuned in. And I hope you tell your friends, right? And if you do, please tell them to tune in right now. You have time. You are witnessing something that is absolutely spectacular. And that is Monday Night Madness with our special guest, D Maestro, tonight. D, I want to thank you again because a couple of things happened over the last, I would say, maybe 10 hours or so. Because the original artist that was supposed to come on, there was an issue, and they just could not make it. And what's special about this is that at the last minute, you stepped up. And as part of the Waymaker group, you guys never, ever, ever disappoint.
Yes, sir.
You never disappoint.
Yes, sir.
Man, can you imagine? And you already know because we talked about the artists that's been on before. Mika Mika. We talk about Jeta Jones.
Yes, sir.
We talk about Nigel Perkins, the Do Right Man, Miss Connie, Miss Aretta.
Yes, sir.
Look.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on and on and on, and it's just a bad.
On and on.
You know, I love the family. And I look at it as a family because you guys are always together and you support one another. And there's one gentleman.
Sir. Yes, sir. That's what it's about.
I must do this. And I'm going to ask a question before I do. But I have to acknowledge the gentleman that is, I just love this guy. He was responsible for bringing all this together. And if I can give you, D Maestro, and the rest of the audience, a little background. I started this cultural excellence. I started a network called Cultural Excellence. And we want to bring on the greatest in our cultures regarding music, heard of or not, art, entertainment, education, and business. That's the platform that I wanted to present to a world audience. And a major part of that is music, because I just love music. And guys and gals, consciously or not, music is vitally, vitally important to our very own survival. And if you think about that, then you understand the existence and why we created cultural excellence. And also, an extension of that is Monday Night Madness. That's why I'm so proud to have you, my friend. But again, I have to acknowledge the gentleman that made the connection possible. And that is Derek, the Change Man Smith. His latest, one of his greatest singles on the album Crazy About You.
I can't ignore
Derek, the Change Man Smith. My friend.
Try to tell myself.
Come on.
That what I feel ain't real.
Come on.
I cried about it. I lied about it. To tell you the truth, almost died about it.
Ooh.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I'm still. I'm crazy. Still crazy.
Come on, man.
I know you moved on. You got a new family.
I heard you got three kids. And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good.
Hey.
On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good. Giving you love and devotion. But oh, before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye. Still crazy, I am crazy about you. I wanna testify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still crazy about you, Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man been with you this long. Yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty, I heard you got his kids. But still, he ain't changed your last name. If he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. If he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. Lord Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You
come on. Hey. Come on, Jerry. Good. Change maker. The Waymaker is in the house. My boy. My man. The district. The district attorney.
Driver's license. Just the other day. Almost ran in the back of somebody. And in my dresser drawer, in my bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures where we went to the county fair. And I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. How crazy.
I want to thank you, Derek, the Change Man Smith, for introducing me to the Waymaker and all of this amazing, amazing talent going around the world. And I'm going to go through a little medley right now because look, I'm serious right now. This is Monday Night Madness. WB and DA.
Absolutely.
The district attorney. You hanging over with us. The question is, are you ready for this? Just come on.
Never mean
long.
Woo! When it's had these boots since the day I was born. Try to see if you were raised like me.
Look.
Cause when we walk up to the country boys, just, all you see.
Let me give me a little piece.
Oh!
We've been jumping down the hill.
Come on now.
Drinking muscadine wine. On these cools at night, while I'm drinking that shine. Saddle up your horse.
Come on.
Cause it's time to see if your stud, your mare, is gonna be faster than me.
Yay.
Just a good old boy.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Come on.
Never meaning no harm.
It's Cheetah.
I've been wearing this hat and these boots since the day I was born. I'm trying to see if you were raised like me. When we walk up them country boys, it's all you see. Anybody pick watermelon seeds. I had to pick my own switches when muddy with me. What I'm trying to see, if you country like me, well it's time to party in the backyard. So drink with me, drink with me. Just a good old boy.
Just a good old boy. Man, it doesn't get any gooder than this.
And gooder.
And gooder. It's Cheetah. Come on, man.
Studio W.
The Buzz.
We're telling meets the world, y'all.
Your global radio network. Hey, this is what we do and how we do it. And gays, guys, gals, been waiting for this moment right here. And that is D.A., the Waymaker, my co-host. So proud to have him each and every Monday on this network. Ladies and gentlemen, do I sound excited? That's because I am excited, because we're on a journey. We're on a mission to bring this great, great music to you wherever you are. And we're going to deliver this thing to you on a silver platter around the globe. This is Monday Night Madness with WB and DA. DA, thank you so much, brother.
Man, I'm out here on a special assignment. I'm trying to get back. I just came in. Look, you and Maestro was having so much fun. I'm literally poolside the highway. And then you played my boy Derek the Change Man. I had to pull over. I said, oh no, now this ain't fair. I got to get me a little piece of this. People, hey, look here. I'm telling you. That song pulled me over side the highway. I had to get on.
Okay? You had to do it. Well, guess what?
I had to do it.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, I don't want you to stay on the side highway too long, because you know, I want you safe, brother. So let's do this right now, because I got another medley I'm going to pull through here, and then we're going to get back to D Maestro, because he is our special guest here tonight. D Maestro. Hey, look here. As a matter of fact, and let's do some fact checking here. Let's fact check this thing here. Oh, let's see. In the queue, let's see, we've got a whole bunch of songs by the D-Man here, D-Maestro. Okay, we play The Way You Love Me, Baby, Good Work, Sexy Back, Baby, and we just getting started. We are just getting started. Got it lined up. But, hey,
absolutely.
Wait.
Absolutely. I got to get off, but I want to say something.
Man.
Maestro D. Maestro is one hell of a doggone artist, musician. That man is talent. Absolutely, uncompletely, undeniable talent. And I am so, so proud of him. And what he has come, where he's been, where he's going, and I just look for the future. Maestro,
yes,
if you ever wanted to be introduced to the world, this is your time. So you must shine, you must do your best, and let's make this thing happen, baby. All right. Y'all enjoy it.
D.A., you know what? It's better than Allstate. He's in good hands right here. I'm telling you right now.
Right, I'm telling you.
And look here, because we're not done yet. We've already started because he already told me he started off with, at the age of 8. And then we began to fill in the gaps. And we make a, you know how we do. We want to know the life, the legacy, the enthusiasm, who inspired you? And we already talk about his grandma, look here, and him in church and the family. And how he started off with the, you know, the common thread, all of the artists, and especially most of them that we have had a conversation with, not an interview, but a conversation with, they started off in the church, didn't they?
Yep.
Southern Soul. Think about it. Southern Soul is sort of like a smorgasbord or a gumbo of soul. Yep. Blues.
Absolutely.
Gospel. Okay? I mean, all of that mixed up into a great, great, great conglomeration. Man. So, Waymaker, I don't know how long you will stay on the side of the road, but I got this one, and then I got another one, and then we come back with D Maestro because I've got to play a little bit of the Do Right Man. And then I've got to drop it by Nigel Perkins. Come on, man. Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, come on, Maestro. Y'all enjoy it. Have fun. I'm trying to get this special assignment done and completed.
All right.
As we all know. Look at here. W Studio W Buzz got some stuff about to happen. Please stay in tune. Please tell your friend. Cause we've been doing some serious things. Thank you.
Hey, look at, and it's more serious than that. Love you, bro.
Thank you. Maestro, stand up.
That was rock.
And open doors on Sunday.
Mr. Get It Right.
I know.
Come on.
I made love all through the day. I know how to give her what she wanted. She's a happy lady. Listen, y'all.
I'm making my way.
When you get home from work, I'ma make love 500 ways.
She call me Mr. Get Night. I'm your midnight.
Let me be your teddy bear. Let me be the one you want. Let me be your rocking chair. Your body is my treasure chest. I'm trying to find my goal. You've been waiting for a love like this you never seen before. I'll be the one you need. You don't have to look for me. I'm here to satisfy you. Anytime you need, yeah.
You've been waiting. I'm making my way.
So I'm making my way. And night or day, babe. She called me Mr. Goodnight. I'm your midnight.
Call me good morning.
And I'm your morning.
Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
Another name, Mr. Get It Right.
Can I get it right,
she
babe?
Call me Mr. Goodnight.
Can I get it right?
Call
for
me
you,
good
lady?
Morning.
Your nickname,
Mr. Hey, Devo, I hear you. We'll check it out. Out of Southern California, Brene and Angela. I'll be good. It's Monday Night Madness. You hanging out with me, WB. And our special guest, D Maestro. Right here on Da Buzz. Studio W Buzz. Your global radio network. Hey, welcome back, everyone. D Maestro. Hey, pardon the interruption, my friend. We just wanted to introduce some other talent that have graced the network or our airways around the globe. Now, tell us where are you located? I mean, where are you? Because we want to get the sense of the region, because you guys, you may be extremely popular in your region. And the Waymaker and I, we said women are holding. There are certain parts of the country and a lot of the country that they're not exposed to your talent. And that's why we're here. So where are you, my friend?
I'm actually in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. You and I, we're on the same time zone. I'm up here in Richmond, Virginia, my hometown. And you have a...
Okay.
Now, yep. You've just garnered an audience right here because Richmond or Virginia itself has become number one on this network. It was California, Los Angeles. And I love Los Angeles. I love California. You know, we were there. This station started there. And I was there for several decades. And I decided to move the operation here to RVA. And since we, and what amazed me is that we've always been global. And but the transition here has shifted somehow. The majority of our audience is now on the East Coast versus the West. And so I'm still puzzled by that because we are global and we, you know, that thing hasn't changed. D Maestro.
Right.
You write all of your music. You sing, you play.
Yes, sir.
What instruments do you play?
I play piano, organ, drums, bass guitar, lead guitar, a little bit of saxophone.
Right. You one of those artists that plays practically everything. That is genius to me. That's genius. You know, I started off playing the trumpet, and I was basically in the brass. Well, I played trumpet, sousaphone, French horn, not a lot of French horn, some baritone, but I also played the bass horn, and in the orchestra, that is the a bass horn, right? But in the in the marching band, it's the tuba, and so I played that. But the transition from you mentioned a conglomerate, a myriad of instruments there. That is so incredible because I know how hard it is to learn music. But to learn different types of music, and people don't understand, you have the bass clef, you have the treble clef, you have different parts of music. You have the reed instruments. You have the brass instruments. You have the string instruments. And to learn.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. The piano. Oh, it is absolutely incredible for you to play all those different instruments and then sing on top of that, to write on top of that. It's an honor for us to have you on this platform, sir.
Glad to be here. It's an honor to be here.
If you don't mind, I'm going to play a medley of your songs. And I want everyone to kick back, grab a glass, and just enjoy. And we'll come back with more conversations with D. Maestro and yours truly, WB on Monday Night Madness.